I'm Todd Zwillick, in for John Hockenberry this morning. Louise Story, finance reporter for the New York Times, joins us, as she does every morning. Louise, EU nations say they'll call on the world's biggest economies to punish banks that pay their top executives excessive bonuses. The G20 meetings begin in just a couple of weeks, and executive pay will be one of the major topics on the table, we're hearing. What are the latest developments on this?
So we expect that after a meeting today in the EU that they'll put out a statement about bonuses and where they stand on them. Some of the presidents of those countries have already been very vocal about it. Sarkozy from France has kind of led the way, as well as Merkel from Germany. Both of those leaders have called bonuses dangerous and indecent. Gordon Brown of the UK signed on to their views on this only after they kind of watered down the language on capping bonuses. And it's put some pressure on the U.S. to think about how it will handle this at the G20 when they meet in about 10 days.
This is all, of course, part of the populist reaction to the financial meltdown. But aren't the European governments and European economies worried about executive flight to the U.S. where they can make more?
Well, that's part of why this is coming up at the G20 meeting, because if the U.S. and all of the other nations who are there, and which represent 80% of the world's economy, agree to some kind of basic rules about compensation, then there wouldn't be flight risk. So that's part of the point. And another thing that's striking about this, a lot of people are, you know, saying it's executive pay, but what they're really talking about is the pay of traders. So you could have a 30-year-old trader, you know, hardly an executive, but he or she is taking huge risk that could cause harm to the company. And these rules are supposed to apply to that person as well. They have to do with clawbacks. So if the person makes a really risky or just dumb bet that doesn't pan out the next year, you can take some of their pay back. They have to do with linking the pay to how your trades or how your bets go. And there's also some talk about whether bonuses should be limited as a percentage of total compensation. That's more controversial.
All right, executive pay and executive bonuses, part of the continuing fallout of the financial meltdown of Wall Street and London just a year ago. Louise Story, finance reporter for the New York Times, bringing us up to date on the EU and the G20 coming up. Louise, thank you.
Thanks.